What up, Victoria, BC? Yeah, man, this is it. We're here. I'm here. I guess I was here in 2019. I don't remember at all. Was I? I was, right? Were you here? Who was here back then? Oh, that's awesome. All right, good. Dude, I don't know. Okay, I believe you. Because it's nice out there. And I didn't know, why didn't I know that before, you know? It didn't get nicer. It's nice as shit. Like, it's nice. I had a good meal, and like, there were boats around. And that's always nice when there's boats around. People love boats, you know? If you're near boats, you're safe. Unless you're on a boat, really. If you're on a boat, it could be dangerous. In the middle, the further out you are on a boat, that's dangerous. But if you're on land and there's a bunch of boats around, you're safe, you know? Just don't get on the boat. If you get on the boat, don't go too far out. But you know what I mean? It's like near a boat, not on a boat. That's what my father always said to me. Near a boat, not on a boat. And you'll be safe. I had no idea I was going to start the show this way. But, you know, that's just kind of what it goes, what happens. Victoria, BC, British Columbia. Two places that couldn't be more different, Britain and Columbia. But you guys decided to marry the two. That's actually, I never thought about that until right this moment. That's hilarious. Did you? Have you? Britain and Colombia? Hello, where's the cartel? Like, that's crazy. It's so different. Just fucking bad teeth, high on coke. You know what I mean? Just crazy. What's going on? What's going on? Just had the worst breakfast, but the cocaine is absolutely amazing. Beans and a tomato and a few limes is what I had. British Columbia, you know? You know what I mean? Fucking. This is a fake place, you know? But also, I like how the flight. I don't like how it's, like, just have one flight. I don't like how you have to do two flights when I want to get here. I got to go and make a stop, and it's fine. Look, layovers are cool, whatever, if it's 3.5 hours, one flight, and then the next one is, like, 2 hours. But, bro, from LAX, it's 3 hours to get to Vancouver, and then, man, I'm like, how long is the second flight? And they go, hey, dude, it's 11 minutes. Come on, dude. Do they even get? How high do they get? Just me. Just, it's driving. Are you driving? The lady, the, what do you call it, stewardess, she was like, and the flight time is 11 minutes. I go like this. No, I said it. It's not 11 minutes, dude. What, you can't even do, I asked for Wi-Fi just to fuck with them, you know what I mean? Wi-Fi? Can you get that quick, please? We only have 10 more minutes. I want it to be worth it, please. Just have a fucking, you know, all the way, go the whole way. Don't land, don't land, don't land, dude. Don't land, don't land, don't land. No, just keep going. Like that was me. And then with the prop plane, meow, 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 like that, you're doing that meow for 11 minutes. It's just you and a guy in front of you with goggles on and a scarf. We'll be in Victoria soon. So you have to talk like that, like you're Bill Paxton in Twister. Guys, here's what we're gonna do when we land. Meow, 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 meow. Do you guys have the Wi-Fi? Hurry up, we only have 6 minutes left. I want it to be worth it. And it's a good place. It's a cool place. I guess it's kind of cool that you can't really do it unless it's you get a whole other plane. Or I was in this fake place in Nanaimo yesterday. That place doesn't exist, but I was there. And every place on Vancouver Island is like a place where you'd watch a TV show about where a little kid would die and you have to like figure out who did it. You know what I mean? Right? Like, like, dude, you just turn it on. You'd be like, I don't think I'm gonna watch this whole thing, but I'll turn it on. And then you turn it on and 10 minutes in, you're like, oh fuck, okay, I gotta watch this. And then we found a body on the rocks, you know? I said, really, he's dead. Did he get in the boat? Because that's dangerous. No, he's just near the boat. It's unheard of. You know what I mean? It'd be like some fucking New York cop was like, why the fuck is he here? You know? I take no prisoners, you know? I find out who did this to your kid, you know? Are you mad at me? Nah, this is just the way we talk, you know? We're different, but we come together. We have a common purpose. We gotta find out who killed this. Come on, let's go. We gotta go to the mainland. What's the fucking Wi-Fi, for Christ's sake? I want it to be worth it. Thank you. I hope you like that joke because it's the only place I could do it is here. But yeah, and I was in Nanaimo, so I was in Nanaimo. By the way, that place should just be called Nanaimo. You don't need to, Nanaimo is like fucking, what, like, did the Indian chief have a fucking stutter, you know? Just Nanaimo is fine. You know it's Nanaimo. He just fucked up in like 18 whatever. And the stagehand's laughing. I got him. That's good. I love that. But it's true, bro. Nanaimo. You might as well call it fucking Nanaimo. It's so, that's fucking dumb. Call it Nanaimo. He was just nervous and shit. And we'll call it. We'll call it Nanaimo. Wait. Oh, fuck. Okay. The ceremony started. Okay, that's what it's called. Okay. It's nice. There's a lot of heroin around here, though, man. It's crazy. Like, no, I'm not here, but like, you take one wrong turn. One wrong turn. You just go, whoa. It's like vampires all of a sudden, you know? The Walking Dead or some shit. But yeah, so I was in Nanaimo and they were like, yesterday, and the guy was like, this guy comes up to me and he's like, hey, it was actually the weirdest first question I ever got, but it made sense after. He says, hey, when are you guys leaving? And I was like, are we not wanted here? I don't know, your customs may be different. This is an island, I've never. But he was like, when are you guys leaving? And I said, we're going to Victoria tomorrow, and then the next day I'm going back. And he said, oh, okay, I was gonna say, instead of taking the plane, I could get you, I work for the ferry, and I could get you on the ferry. Judging by your reaction, that's probably not, you know what I mean? I pretty much never want to be like this, you know what I mean? But I was like, oh, what's the deal with the ferry? And he was like, well, the good thing is, it's new, it's a new one. He's like, it's the fast ferry. I was like, oh shit. I was like, the plane takes 11 minutes. How fast? We're here. We're in Vancouver. At the end of that show with the missing kids, she's like, we gotta go faster. We gotta take the ferry. Fuck the plane, we don't have time for that. The killer's on the island right now, we gotta take the... I was like, the fast ferry? He's like, yeah, it's new. I was like, how fast does it go? And he said, 70 minutes. That's longer than an hour. Why would I take the ferry if the plane? There's your local humor. I don't know. That's it. I can do my act now. It's annoying because no matter what I do now, people are gonna, after the show, they're gonna be like, dude, that local stuff was the best part. So just, because you're here and you get it, you know?